My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. My favorite part of Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah.
And we have on Creative Director Wesley Whatley. Thank you so much for helping us celebrate.
Well, hello, hello. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And am I pronouncing your last name right? Is it Whatley?
That's right, Whatley. You got it.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad. So, you know, I've been looking into some of the new balloons and stuff like that, but I want you to tell us, what are the new balloons this year?
Well, we're really excited. We have 6 brand new giant balloons this year. Paddington, everybody's favorite bear.
Yes.
I certainly remember Paddington from my childhood. He has a new film coming out. We have a new version of Pillsbury Doughboy. Mm. It is the time for baking, after all.
Mm-hmm.
We have, from Skylanders, we have Eruptor, which is a lot of, if you have a 7-year-old boy out there, you probably know what Eruptor is. It's a video game and super cool balloon. We have a new version of Pikachu, which is also in the video gaming world. Red Mighty Morphin Power Ranger is going to fly through the sky. He is a beautiful balloon. And finally, probably my favorite, certainly my little niece's favorite, is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Wow, some good stuff. This is good stuff for the kids and adults.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything for everyone. You've got stuff for the boys and the girls. And the old folks, just like us, who are kids at heart.
That is okay. Now, is this the 88th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
That is correct. We started back in 1924, but missed a couple years for the war effort, so this is our 88th.
Oh, okay. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to Paddington because it's the design from the movie. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment is a movie-themed show, and we're going to be talking about Paddington, I believe, on January 17th. It opens up on the 16th. So, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I've seen, like, a rough what have I seen of the, it's not the actual balloon, but it's like a rendering of it or something, a mini version?
Sure. You might have seen our clay model or a maquette of the balloon, but this balloon really is a stunning example of the animation from the film. And even just the little buttons on his coat are individually inflated. It's precisely designed to represent the new design, and Paddington is just beautiful. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. And so now, when it comes to these balloons, when is it selected? You know, when are the new balloons selected, and how are they, selected? How does that all come together?
You know, it really depends. Over the course of the last year, we work with all sorts of folks who have characters who might want to be in the parade. In some cases, they might be an anniversary, or maybe they have a big film coming out. You never know what these characters have up their sleeves, and we decide who is ready to be celebrated on Thanksgiving, usually between 12 and 18 months prior to each parade.
Wow. So you're already planning the next year's parade.
That's right. Wow. We actually start 18 months in advance with marching band selection.
Wow.
In fact, I was in your area a couple of years ago. Mountain View High School Band from Mesa was in the parade last year.
Wow.
And I fly around, and 18 months prior to the parade, I fly around and invite all the marching bands in person to the parade, which is great fun. And, so we start 18 months in advance, and we work around the clock. It takes that long to get all of these details and creative elements organized.
Now, I was reading some description of the parade, and it says more than 8,000 participants in the parade, and some astonishing numbers, a live audience more than 3.5 million, a nationwide television gathering of more than 50 million. That is amazing to me.
It's remarkable. It really is. It's not just a New York event. Of course, New Yorkers love it, and we pile into the streets, as you mentioned. What's also really cool about that 3.5 million number is tons of them are in the sky, hanging out of their balcony windows, above the route, looking down. So as an experience in the parade, to see all of those spectators 40 stories in the air watching from their bedroom windows, it's always great fun. 50 million people tune in. It's one of the most watched specials throughout the year in America. And we're really fortunate that America thinks so fondly of us and tunes in. It is a huge audience for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was doing some research online, and I saw that seeing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in person is one of, you know, like the top 10 things on people's bucket lists, you know, on most people's bucket lists. That is, you know, I've never seen it. I totally wish that I, you know, get to see it hopefully in the next few years. You know, just
are you asking for an invitation?
Oh, yes, please.
I tell you what, let's talk after this conversation. I can make your dreams come.
And some free airline tickets.
Oh, that is so cool.
We'll have to talk about that. I don't know. No, it's true. I grew up in South Georgia, and I watched the parade every morning with my grandmother and my mother, and I remember thinking, one day I'm going to make it to New York, and one day I'm going to get to see these balloons in the air.
Wow.
And it's a real gift to be here and experience it live. It's great to see it on television, and there's just nothing like seeing a balloon fly past you live in the street. It's pretty remarkable.
And as a, sort of a sideline here, Savannah Guthrie, she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is really cool. She used to be on the Daily Rundown.
I will pass that along to her. I'll let her know you said that.
Oh, definitely. And here's my phone number. No. Anyway,
I don't know if we should go that far. She just recently had a baby. I think she's quite happily married.
Oh, there you go. I believe she's I think she's an attorney as well, I believe.
She's an incredibly intelligent woman. I believe she came from your neck of the woods, actually. Is that correct?
I think so. And she used to be on the Daily Rundown with, I forgot his name already, Todd, someone. But and then she went to, I think, the morning show. But she's very talented, very, very, very intelligent. And tell her congratulations on having a baby.
I certainly will. I'll pass that along for you.
And, you know, of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, it's great to see it in person, but we're all here in Phoenix. We want to see it on TV. It's on NBC, and I believe it starts at 9 a.m. here. We don't get to see it actually live, which is, I'm kind of disappointed in that every year. But, you know, we could always pretend, right?
Well, we don't want you waking up at the crack of dawn.
Right.
I mean, we want to make you comfortable. But yes, you're right. It's on at 9 from 9 to 12
okay.
in all time zones on NBC. Our host, as you've already mentioned, Miss Savannah Guthrie, also with Matt Lauer, Al Roker. They take us through 3 hours of really stunning television. You want to make sure you tune in at 9. We have the Broadway shows this year. I don't know if you guys even know what those Broadway shows are.
No.
We have A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which won Best Musical last year. We have The Last Ship, which is Sting's new show, and Sting is going to be performing with that company, which is so awesome. We have On the Town, we have Sideshow, and we have Tony Danza in Honeymoon in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but a lot of these shows are brand new, and it may be the first chance for a lot of folks to get to see glimpses of these shows. So definitely you want to tune in starting at 9 o'clock.
And that's one area we wanted to break into is review Broadway shows here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, that's right. Do you come up and do you get to see them a lot?
We're going to do more and more of that, so maybe there'll be another phone call to you.
Well, you give me a ring. I would be happy to go check something out and report back for you.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's one of the perks of this job. We love Broadway. Macy's has been a supporter of Broadway for decades, and we believe in the great artistry and acting that happens on Broadway every night. So we're really proud to feature them in our first hour each year.
That is so cool.
And, of course, there's plenty of other celebrities. I mean, I remember getting excited a few years ago. One of my favorite TV shows of all time is Passions, and I got to see a couple of the stars from Passions on the float. I mean, it's always amazing.
Fantastic.
The stars that you see. And, you know, a lot of the times they aren't, you know, you don't see them that often. I mean, that much on the broadcast, but you get to see them waving. And, I mean, just that, like, brightens your Thanksgiving day. Who are some of the stars that we get to see this year?
Well, what's so special, I think, about our event is the diversity of celebrity. I mean, we have everything from opera great Renee Fleming to Kiss. I mean, come on, glam rock at its best. We have Kiss performing. We have, if we have any kids out there that are Frozen fans, Idina Menzel in the parade. And
Joseph.
She'll be singing from her new Christmas album. As I mentioned, we have Sting in the first hour. We have Romeo Santos singing. He's a huge Latin star. And then, of course, the All About That Bass fame star, Meghan Trainor, is performing.
Mm.
We have a cappella group Pentatonix, which I'm a huge fan of. They've been a major hit on YouTube. And
they've got a new
album. They do really stunning a cappella music. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. And I feel like our parade is one of the last real variety shows where no matter why you're a celebrity or for what, you could be on a float singing. And you should see our talent trailers uptown every morning when you have Renee Fleming in a talent trailer with Kiss. And overhearing those conversations, I mean, it's just hilarious.
Well, and it's like a tradition. I mean, I remember getting up ever since I could, like, first, you know, consciously remember anything, getting up, making the turkey with my mom, and, you know, just it's just a tradition, something that, and now I have a duck, a pet duck named Frozen. And his favorite float.
Whoa. I'm sorry. You have a pet what?
Duck. He wears a diaper. And lives
named Frozen.
Frozen. Yeah.
It's a real duck too.
From Anaheim.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And his favorite.
It looks
float,
just like him.
He loves Tom Turkey. That's my favorite float. Is Tom Turkey. But his favorite float, of course, is the Aflac Balloonicle.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. I would hope so. We also have Homewood Suites as a float, and they have ducks three in a row.
Make
sure Frozen tunes in for that.
Very cool.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to see in our parade, that's for sure.
It's such a great parade. We encourage everyone to watch it, and if you can get down there, go down there even. It's phenomenal.
And you know who's at the end of the parade? I heard...
Well,
what?
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't mentioned the big man in red.
Oh,
Santa will,
yeah,
of course, be on his sleigh.
Wow.
Nice.
And when he arrives, that will officially herald in the opening of our holiday season. For
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
That is so cool. We're really, really excited. Yeah. And it does create a start of a great festive holiday.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite, you know, my favorite 3 hours of the year, honestly, and wholeheartedly, the 3 hours that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on. And I've never gotten one, but I've always seen the last few years they actually make the parade snow globe available at Macy's, right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right. You can absolutely go buy one, and they're beautiful, and they have some of our balloons and floats inside the snow globe. I have several of them on my desk. They're gorgeous.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, so again,
that is, we're excited. We're very, very appreciative of you being on our show today. Thank you so much for joining us, Wesley Whatley.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Happy, happy, and merry, merry to all of your listeners.